everyone. I'm Peg Tuttle, and welcome to the Incredible Eye Show, where we explore the latest developments, best practices, and real-world success stories of IBM's premier operating system for enterprise computing. Whether you're a seasoned IBM Eye professional or just getting started, this is the place to stay informed and inspired. So join us as we deep dive into the world of IBM Eye and discover the true power of enterprise computing. A special thanks to our sponsors, Common, your go-to resource for all IBM Eye education, and Midrange Dynamics, accelerating change and innovation on IBM Eye. Today, I welcome Marina Swank to the show. Marina is very active in the IBM community. As we head into trade show season, we are excited to bring you an episode about IBM Eye and getting the best education available. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting out in the industry, staying up to date on the latest trends and advancements is critical for your success. Welcome to the show, Marina. All right, everybody, welcome to the Incredible Eye Show. It's my pleasure to welcome to the microphone Marina Swank. Welcome, Marina.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. We have kind of a different show this week for you. We're going to be talking a bit about what's coming up in our market, specifically around conference season. So that is really going to be the focus of our show. But I want to share some exciting news with you all. Marina Swank was named IBM champion this year. Applause, applause, applause. Congratulations, Marina.
Thank you so much. I am absolutely thrilled and completely honored to be named a champion this year.
I know. Welcome. I think it's an amazing thing. And it's an amazing group of people doing wonderful things to promote the IBM community, the hardware, the platform, the software, all of the great things that are going on out there. So yeah, thank you. This is so good. So I'm super proud of you.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what? It's been a little while since we've had you on the show. We did, you know, end season four and then pick up season five over after the holidays. So maybe you could just take a minute here to update everybody on you and what you've been up to.
Well, Peg, you know me. You know that I don't really stop. So
you sit down.
Right. So there's actually been quite a bit going on, and I think I'll probably focus first on WMCPA because we're actually getting very close to our conference.
Yeah.
So WMCPA has been going 100% full force. So since we've talked last, we've had several of our dinner meetings. We have them every month from September to May. They're usually the second Thursday of the month, a couple of ours, we've had the third Thursday of the month. Mm-hmm. But the biggest event for us is our March conference. We're usually known as kind of being the very first conference that kind of kicks off conference season.
Yep.
And we have so much planned.
Tell us. So first off, when is it in March? Let's get the date down.
So it is March 14th through the 16th. And the way that our conference works is our Tuesday event, there are two big, like all day events that go on. We have our technical session that goes from 9 until 5. And then we have our women in IT event. And we've kind of changed things up a little bit this year.
Okay.
So the technical session is all security based. The morning session is being done by Carol Woodbury.
Okay.
And then the afternoon session is being done by Steve Pitcher. And if I wasn't helping to run the conference, I personally would be sitting in there myself.
Right.
Being an admin. But then the women in IT side of things, we pivoted a bit. And what we've decided to do is create an event called Walk in the World of IT. But it's very business focused and it's not just women. So pretty much it's open to anyone, but it is hosted by the Women in IT Committee. So we have as our speakers, we have myself, Rochelle Petty, Nilofer Kahn, Steve Wolk, and Debbie Saugan is going to be our keynote.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I love Debbie. She's so good.
I know. I love her to death. I'm very excited for her to come and share her story as a keynote, because I think it's going to just blow people away.
Yeah. So it's called Walk in the World of IT. Is that correct?
A Walk in the World of IT. And the idea behind it is it's very business focused, because what, you know, when you go to college and the high schools are invited to it, but we've kind of brought it up to like a college level. But really it's anyone will be able to learn from it, because we are focusing very much so on business.
Okay.
Where when you are coming from, you're just starting as an IT professional, you're just starting, you've just started at a company. Where do you begin? You need to know how, okay, you have an idea, you need to know how to justify that project, create the ROI, get buy-in, how do you communicate with other departments within the business?
Get a stakeholder involved.
Yes. All of those different pieces, all the way down to communicating that to the proper people within the IT department. And then how do they make those changes? How do they get those sign off and then bring it back to, you know, the manager and the project manager and the stakeholders and all that kind of stuff. So that's the whole general idea. What they're going to do is make those requests, create the ROI, and eventually we've got a website that they'll just make a couple of changes on, and then, you know, go back and get approval on.
So it's kind of like a more hands-on experience then, or like actually walking through the process?
It is very hands-on, and not so much from the technical side, because we're not teaching as much of the tech. They are getting a bit of that, but it's mainly from the business side. Okay. And the reason why we call it a walk into the world of IT, because the business is so heavily integrated into our, you know, IT world. That business and IT go so
well, they're hand in hand. Yeah.
So we want to teach the business side of things, because when you go to college, you have the IT side of it, you have the technical side of it. Anyone can learn tech. Business is a whole different side of things.
Yep. Follow X. Yeah.
So very, very excited for this. I think it's going to be a huge success.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I'm just thrilled with what we're planning, what we're putting together. So that's going to be the other Tuesday event. So that's going to be from 9 until about 4:30. The hands-on part of it is in the morning. Then we have lunch. Then we have the keynote. And then we have a panel discussion, open real world type panel discussion with all of the speakers that are there.
And that's in the evening, correct?
No, I'm talking about, this is still the Women in IT event.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
This.
Yeah. There's a lot going on that day.
Wow.
So that's usually around like we say 2:30 to 4. It's usually pretty open. And it's because a lot of the high school students are quickly going to have to like go to catch their buses, or the college students, if they do have evening classes, they're not sticking around for the roundtable that night. They've got, you know, a lot of different things, whether they're able to stick around or not, but it's very open floor. So that's what we're doing Tuesday afternoon. Then Tuesday night is where we've got our like kickoff to the conference roundtable discussion. It's always a great time. We're talking about modernization. Mike Pavlock is the MC for that.
Oh, of course.
It's usually either Mike or Charlie. And I've told them both that we either have to have one or the other, because they keep the conversation going. They keep it Uplifted and Amusing, and I love them both.
Yeah.
They do a great job for us. Yeah. They really do. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
It's definitely a great time. And then we just kick straight off into the conference. So Wednesday, we have our set of sessions. But what's different with Wednesday is Wednesday afternoon for the students, during lunch, we will have a reverse job fair. We'll have that Wednesday and Thursday.
A reverse job fair?
Yes.
What is that, please?
So a reverse job fair is normally when you go to a job fair, it's employers setting up the booths and then the students go to them. Reverse job fair is the students are the ones standing there with their resume, links to their portfolios. Some students in the past actually set up portfolio, and then employers that are there get a chance to actually go sit down and talk to them. We've had this for several conferences in a row. We did have it last year, and we've had students hired.
Nice.
Either directly after our conference or during our conference. We've heard, after we've had people be interviewed. They have the reverse job fair on Wednesday. They're being interviewed Thursday. So,
oh my gosh. I love that. What a great idea. A reverse job fair.
Yeah. That's so fun. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love that the students get this opportunity. Because the other thing, we always have 6 volunteers from Gateway Technical College that help us put on this conference. We honestly cannot do it without them. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that they get a chance to participate in this as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that they're able to say, and people can see it too, is they're taking time to volunteer. So they're already, kind of putting themselves out there by doing something in addition to classwork, in addition to, their day-to-day life by attending the conference, by, volunteering and stuff like that. So they're already making a difference.
Yeah, I love that.
The other thing we're doing Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. You're just packing it in. Give it to me. I want to hear it. This is so awesome. Oh my gosh.
Is we are doing a... on the schedule is called the student competition, but it is essentially a RPG hackathon.
Oh, awesome. Hackathons are back, people. I think this is so fun.
And the idea behind it is myself and a lot of the other board members used to be involved when we were at Gateway years ago with a organization called the Association of Information Technology Professionals. At a national level, they have completely collapsed. And each of the colleges, both 2-year and 4-year, used to have student chapters of this. But they would hold a conference that students would compete at. Mm-hmm. Well, when we heard that they completely fell, we wanted to step in and at least hold some sort of competition that would kind of fill that place. So that's the idea behind the hackathon. But what we've done is we've built this actually in a way to where very similar to how Jim Buck used to test us when we had classes with him, which is we've taken a program, broke it apart, and the students literally have 3 hours to fix it. We have created a business case or business scenario and say, okay, you have to fix this program, this particular case. Now, this is where I love Shelley to death. She has to remind me not to throw too much at the students.
Oh, because they are just students.
They are just students. And I can be pretty good at putting myself back in their shoes. But sometimes I'm like, well, I want to throw this at you guys. It'll be good for you to see it. And she's like, Marina, don't scare them away, please.
But yeah, that's good. Oh my gosh.
It'll be good.
So the time frame around that is a 3-hour time frame. Is that what I heard you say? Or is it during the whole conference?
No, it's a 3-hour time frame. So okay. It's during the last two session blocks on Wednesday, okay. Because I want them to be done before we have the vendor showcase. So when all the sessions are done on Wednesday, we have a vendor showcase where, you know, all of our sponsors, and we have, you know, ton of great sponsors. We cannot do the conference without our sponsors, and we appreciate every single one of them. They get a chance to show off, you know, their solutions, and everyone is in the expo area, and we get a chance to sit and talk with all of our vendors. Nice. So I want to make sure that they're done with the competition by the time that's done, because then the students get a chance to participate in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once the vendor showcase is done, then we have our usual casino night, which is a hit. Mm-hmm. It's a way for everyone to kind of decompress. It is real casino games, although you're not playing with real money.
Real money. But that makes it so fun, because then you have, right. Like, you're not worried about losing your own money. So right. you just take when I play with somebody else's money or fake money, I like just risk everything. It's like, yes. Okay. Craps is my game. So mm-hmm. I would see you at the table if I was there. Yeah. Fun. Oh, fun. And then what about Thursday then?
So Thursday, is just our normal sessions. We do have a keynote both days. Mm-hmm. At the keynote, before I turn it over to the speakers, what I plan on doing is highlighting all the students that competed, and then we will announce the first, second, and third place winners of the awesome. Student competition.
Mm-hmm. You have fabulous prizes, or is it just bragging rights?
No, they're going to get a $50 Amazon gift card.
Awesome.
For third and second place, and $100 Amazon gift card for first place. And then we have a certificate that we've put together, and a picture frame that they, that we put the certificate in the picture frame. So that. They get something that they get to take back. It's also something that they get to, you know,
yeah, put on show, your resume.
Right. Put on your resume, show in an interview, take it with to an interview. Heck, I still have my portfolio that I took to my job interview over 8 years ago at Everbright that has literally certificates, stuff like that. And mm-hmm. it's useful. It's very mm-hmm. useful to have something that you can physically take mm-hmm. to an interview.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I imagine Thursday is filled with awesome sessions again.
Oh yeah. There are so many sessions. And one thing that I want to highlight.
Yeah.
Is when I look at our grid, the amount of IBM champions that we have speaking at our conference is amazing. So we've mm-hmm. got like Simon Hutchinson speaking. We've got Don May. We've got Jim Buck. Larry Bullheis is speaking. I'm going to be speaking. There are just so... Steve Wolk is speaking. Steve Pitcher, Carol Woodbury. So we've got just a chuck full of either IBMers, IBM champion, former
industry IBMers, experts, yeah,
just industry experts. And so yeah. when you look at our grid, it's, and I'm not being biased here, but it's definitely a conference you don't want to miss, especially yeah. if you're within the Midwest. You mm-hmm. can come out to the conference. It's extremely affordable too. The registration, if you're a member for all 3 days, is $650.
It's oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I love to mention about going to conferences is, okay, one, your conference is at Lake Lawn Conference Center in Delavan.
Yes.
Yes, Wisconsin, which is a beautiful, like, little resort town, resort area. Mm-hmm. It can be very nice there, folks. Maybe a little cold down by the water off the lake because there's still ice on the lake. But yes. It's beautiful. And it's you just know it's going to be nice weather in March. And the other thing I want to mention is that for that value, $600, you have access to all of these amazing people, one-to-one conversations happening, you know, at the session, after the session, as you're walking to lunch, at the lunch table, at while you're getting breakfast. You know, everybody is so available to help you with your problems, talk through different situations. Yeah, there's that little value bonus right there on attending a conference, which we're going to kind of drive home this whole session because we're talking about conferences because it's conference season, folks.
Yeah, it definitely is, because we've got just one conference after another, because shortly after WMCPA, we've mm-hmm. got Power Up.
Yep, Power Up in Denver. Who doesn't love Denver? And it's at the end of April. It's going to be warm. You might still be able, well, I'm sure a lot of people are planning to go skiing, maybe a ski weekend before or a ski weekend after mm-hmm. up in the mountains. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. We've got a lot of great things happening at Power Up as well. Changing up the format a little bit. We've got a bunch of surprises. I don't want to give too much away yet because we haven't started announcing it, but I think we're going to have another hackathon with Mark Irish.
Yeah. So all of the details will soon to come out. So mm-hmm. we'll keep that kind of close to our chest. But
yes.
I was just going to say, we at least announced that we are going to have the hackathon. Anyone that attended the recent virtual loopback hackathon, which was a huge success.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You definitely do not want to miss this yeah. one in person.
Yeah. I'm going to have Mark on the show and in a couple of weeks, and he's going to be talking about it and, great. How much fun it was. So everybody good. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. That's going to be a good one. So let's kind of, and then after, so let's just kind of go through the schedule. So we've got WMCPA happening the week of, March 14th. And mm-hmm. then we've got Common Power Up that is happening the week of April 23rd, I believe. Hold on. I'm just double checking. Sorry. Yep, April 24th through yep. the 27th. Yep. In Mile High City, Denver. Hello. That is going to be super great. And again, all of your favorite speakers, IBM will be there with everyone. Power champions, industry experts, vendor experts, huge vendor forum. Everybody will be there. It's a great opportunity to come out, get educated on the latest and greatest happening in our market space. There in these last 2 years, there has been just an explosion of new technologies. So here's your opportunity to get out there and get educated and keep the IBM I relevant in your workspace. And then about Common, I want to bring this up. N2I is having its own track. So Marina, why don't you talk, since you kind of lead the charge on N2I, why don't you talk about your track at Power Up?
So N2I, just briefly, you know, we have a lot going on, which I'm super excited for. You know, we do still have our monthly events. We just mm-hmm. had one last night with Getting Started with Security with Carol Woodbury. Which I want to say, you know, a huge thank you to her again. It was an amazing session.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the recording to come out as well, because I think even more people who wasn't able to attend last night will get a lot out of it. And then we do have our networking event, which happens 2 weeks after that. We have that cadence to where it's a set topic and yep. then a set session. But kind of going along with our Getting Started series mm-hmm. is, you know, these are very basic sessions. And that's kind of the goal behind the N2I track, is we needed to fill the need of kind of more basic than basic sessions that anyone that is new to the platform would be able to attend, and it would kind of fill that their level of expertise. So like, for example, if they're just coming on the platform, let's say from Microsoft or Linux, and they really need to understand what IBM I is, or they need to understand what the hardware is, then there are sessions for that. Or if they, you know, have been doing record level access all their life and they've never, ever, ever touched, you know, SQL, there are four very extremely basic, also very much so hands-on SQL sessions that I think are going to be great.
Awesome.
For those that are starting. And so these are 2 days worth of these, you know, very much basic starter session, like track for anyone to attend. And then from that, you've got the rest of the conference. You know, you've got beginner sessions, you've got a little bit more intermediate. So you're going to get a taste of what IBM I is, what this platform is. And then you're going to be able to attend some of these other sessions from like Scott Fortsy or Brigida or Scott Clement or anyone else. And so it will be able to help put the pieces together.
Yeah. And so absolutely.
So the goal is by the end of the conference, instead of kind of people being, you know, like, okay, I sat in this beginning SQL session or I sat in this RPG session and I'm lost, they're going to be like, you know what? I actually know a little bit of RPG.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or a little bit of SQL.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, it could be somebody, you know, the attendee could be somebody who's new, completely new to the platform, to this environment, or it could be somebody inside our environment that might be changing jobs or needs to get more education or needs to do more to make themselves more valuable. Then, you know, here's another opportunity for people to, you know, step into these tracks and get more information. So that's very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. That is definitely, for me, one of the big highlights. The other big highlight that we are going to have at Power Up is the Intui Lounge. What the Intui Lounge is going to be, and we just had this at Navigate as well, is kind of an area to where anyone that just kind of wants to hang out and kind of see what we're doing or get a chance to network with us, with the N2I committee, you know, they're going to have the opportunity to do that, because conferences, any conference, especially if you're introverted, can be very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And sometimes overwhelming. Very overwhelming, and kind of larger crowds can be overwhelming. And so this is going to kind of be a little bit more smaller, a little bit more intimate, to where you'll be able to kind of come and sit down with us either and one-on-one or a couple of people one-on-one and maybe feel a little bit more comfortable. And then we'll be able to kind of help you network and guide you throughout the whole conference. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. A couple other things that we have going on, I will keep close to my chest as the plans keep building. You will have to just wait and watch our space.
Nice. All right. And everybody can head over to the Common website and click on N2I for more information.
Yes. So you can either go to comma.org, go to the participate tab, go to N2I, or just do comma.org/N2I and you'll get to our website directly.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. That's great. One of the other things that, you know, that you guys do, so in addition to all the great content that you put out there, you know, bringing, you know, speakers to the masses, you know, is that you also have this lovely little mentorship program. And so I wanted to just talk a little bit about that, because it's, I know myself and others, you know, having a mentor is it's critical in your career, and having different mentors throughout your career. And so just, can you talk a little bit about the mentorship program?
Sure. So the mentorship program is something that I am very proud of. I'm actually very, very excited about, because like yourself, Peg, mentorship has made such a huge impact on me. But I want to talk about the program first. What it is anyone that is looking for a mentor, or they want to mentor someone within the industry and they have 10 years or more of experience. They can go to the Intoi website. They can go and apply for a mentor or to be a mentor. And the way that this works is we connect people based on skill set. So if you're a developer, and let's say you want to be mentored on development, let's say RPG, as well as like personal development and speaking, and I have someone that is able to mentor you based on development, personal development, that kind of stuff, then I will match you two together. So we match people 100% based on skill set. So I'm never going to stick someone, let's say, who's an admin with a developer, because that's never going to be a good match. You're not going to fully get the full benefit of having a mentor, unless you kind of have that, the same
skill set and ideas. And absolutely. Right. Yep. Yep.
So as of for this point, because I recently had two matches and I have someone who applied to be a mentor who I'm waiting to match them with someone else. We're now up to 8 people currently matched who is successfully going through the mentorship program. The feedback that I have received from both sides, people that are being mentored and those that are mentoring people, is that it's going very well. They've, you know, built a strong mentor-mentee relationship, as well just as a strong friendship. And that they're able to get a lot out of it. For myself personally, and this is something that I've written about several times in Commons Eye on the Eye, which is Commons magazine.
Yep.
And I talk about this several times, is just the importance of mentorship and how critical it is to your career. I've been very fortunate that I have several different mentors. The first one being my direct boss. He's been my mentor since day one. I've had a speaker mentor, which is Debbie Saugen. I love her to death. I've had several different admin mentors, one of them being Steve Pitcher. So, and these are people that I still can go to today for various different things that, you know, I need help with. And one of the things that I tell people is, you know, try to find someone within your company that you're working with, you know, to be your mentor. But if you can't, here is a resource. Our mentorship program can be your resource, because some places they might not be able to find a mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that. I think, mentoring is one, it's very rewarding to do it, and to participate in it and be the mentee is wonderful. You just have another resource to talk to. And, you know, while you try to keep it, you know, on, you know, that work related, you know, they can help you with some of those soft skills too, that, you know, we tend to at various times in our lives, you know, grow my speaking skills, or, hey, I need to grow this skill. And that, you know, those skills happen at different times. So, as we move through our lives. And so, I think that's great. I love that mentor program. So, if you ever need somebody that's a salesperson that needs to be mentored, let me know. I can help you out. Or even just business definitely. Strategy. I can do that too. So, so fun. So good. So that's a nice update on N2I. I love that. And Common and all things related to Common. Want to mention another conference that's right after Power Up is the NEUGC, which is happening in the first week of May, because it's after Power Up this year. Usually it's in April. It is May 8th through the 10th. It's at a new location, everybody. I know. I've been at that conference for 25 years. I've been to that conference, and now it's a new place. That's kind of weird. But it is at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Westboro, Mass. So all of that, their registration information is up online, so you can go check that out. And I know that they've got speakers coming. I think Marina's speaking at it this year, so that's super exciting, right?
Yeah, so this is the very first time that I am presenting for them, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great conference. So it's fun. They've just, the people out there are just wonderful. So yeah, I think that's going to be good. So we've got, so WMCPA, Power Up, NEJUICY, and I kind of let that just, I kind of spit those letters out, don't I? It's NEUGC. And that rounds out our conference season this spring. So we've got a lot of great things coming up in addition to all of the user groups that have tons of activities going on. Like you mentioned, Simon Hutchinson at the Central Texas user group, he's got sessions going on every month. Q user here in Minneapolis, again, they've got great sessions. So Ocean out in California, another very active user group. Their conference is usually in July, so look for that over the summertime. And who doesn't want to go to California in the summer, huh? I don't know. It was very nice last year, so you can check that out. So we've got TUG, we've got MyTech, and I know on the Help Systems website, I'm sorry, on the Fortra website, they've got all of those resources listed out there too, so you can go check that out. And I think even on the Common website, we've got information. So yeah, it's very active, right?
Yes. The community is very active right now. And, you know, we kind of go into, like you said, like conference season, you've got the spring conference season, then you've got the summer. And the summer, I kind of feel is like, it's busy, but it's not as busy because like some groups like WMCPA kind of go into like a summer hiatus.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to the fall.
Yep.
And the fall will get kind of crazy again.
Yep.
And
then kicks right back up. Yep.
And then it kicks right back up. But it's always a great time. I love this time of the year.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's, I don't know. It's just fun to get out there and see people and learn, you know, get some education. You know, learn more about the power of your platform, your hardware and your software, what your vendors are up to. And yeah, it's really a good time. So, all right. So with that, let's just talk about a couple of things that I know you want to mention. One, I'm just going to mention this one because I'm also on the Common Board of Directors with you. There is a call for board applications going on right now. So head over to the Common website and check that out. If you're interested in joining the board, we would love to get another dynamic person on the board to help us grow this awesome, awesome community. So anything you want to add on that, Marina?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you're definitely very passionate about the community and you want to make a difference, definitely consider, you know, applying. I'm just finishing off my second year, or will be finishing off, you know, come spring, my second year on the board. And I'm very glad that I did make the decision to come on the board because it is definitely, it's been great. There's certain challenges sometimes, but I love the fact that we're making a difference.
Yeah, but that's I think challenges are good because inside the challenge is the opportunity. So yeah, absolutely. I think that's just great. So good, good. And I know you want to talk about CAC, another committee that you participate in.
So another big way that it's in fact, this might be one of the largest ways to make a difference is something called the CAC, which stands for the Common Americas Advisory Council. And what the CAC is this is a committee or a group of people that advocate for the IBMI the IBMI community with IBM. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we review all of the ideas, or what was formerly the RFEs, that come in, and based on the expertise or the area, because there's three different areas, whether it's development, DBIFS, or systems administration. And I, of course, being me, I'm involved in all three. You know, we review these ideas and we help advocate and say, okay, well, look, this idea holds a lot of value to the community. You should put a lot of effort into this, or maybe, you know, this idea is a great idea, but, you know, some of these other ideas would be higher priority or higher value to the community.
Yeah.
I've been on the CAC now since November 2019, and I love it. It is a amazing group to be a part of. But if it is something that interests you, definitely consider applying for the CAC.
Yeah.
If you go to Commons website, common.org, and I believe it's under participate, go to the CAC. You can read a little bit about us, what we're doing, who all is on the CAC right now, existing today, and also apply for the CAC. It's a great group of people. I love what we do. And if you really want to make a difference and kind of be part of that voice for the IBMI community, then definitely consider joining the CAC.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there's two links on the website page. One, to submit an IBMI idea. So if you've got something you want them to review, click on that and get that submitted. And then the current opening is for a CAC member. So, okay, that other link is out there. And then there's some additional information about the organization and membership. So that's great. So good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, we have tackled a lot of stuff on this call. This is really kind of our community day, just talking more about the community and all of the great things that are going on inside this community. So thank you so much for your time today, Marina.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we go off to our one incredible thing, I want to just give you an open mic to see if there was anything else that you need to cover, get off your chest before we head to one incredible things.
Just a general comment. I usually kind of make this comment quite often, or anyone that knows me, is one, I hope to see, you know, any of you guys listening at any of these conferences, whether it's WMCPA, Power Up, any UGC, or any of the online events, you know, whether something to keep in mind, like, you know, I mentioned the CAC, we mentioned the board application, within your own area or within your own group, you know, something to keep in mind is to maybe think about volunteering and making a difference, because the top thing that I always strive for in everything that I do is to make a difference. That's why I do everything that I do. And because you don't know the impact on what you do, and you don't have to. I don't need to know the impact that I make, but I want to make an impact. And so maybe consider volunteering for your local user group, or, you know, maybe or getting involved in like the mentorship program, or applying for the CAC or the board, or doing something to make a difference, because you have no idea the impact you're going to make in someone else's life.
Yeah, no, I love that. I kudos to that statement, because and I think a lot of times, you know, there is the, then if I volunteer, I'll just get stuck doing it all. Well, that's not the case. Make your yes be your yes and your no be your no, right? And, you know, pick and choose where you want to dedicate your time. So, volunteering is good for the heart, good for the soul. So, thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I'm all out of my good advice for today.
Awesome. Well, let's move on to our one incredible thing, Marina. What is your one incredible thing today?
All right. So my one incredible thing actually is Door County, Wisconsin. Yeah. So
love it.
A couple weeks ago, I went up to Door County for the weekend. I went by myself. I love it. It is gorgeous up there. So if you're not familiar with Wisconsin, take a good look at the map of Wisconsin and look at the stick. That's what everyone calls it. The stick
that
goes out
thumb. Over. It's like a mitten. It's like the thumb.
Yeah, it's the stick that hangs over Lake Michigan, which is kind of fun because you can go from one side of Lake Michigan to the other side of Lake Michigan, or one side of Door County to the other side of Door County, and you see Lake Michigan on either side.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely gorgeous up there. There are loads of state parks up there and loads of opportunities to hike, you know, to go hiking and kind of like go disappear into the woods, which is one of like my favorite things to do. Is to just kind of go walking in the woods or walking on the beach. And I love water. So anything water related, waterfalls, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it was a good way to just go disappear for the weekend, kind of decompress.
Decompress. And, yeah. So, Door County is pretty, it's a big area. Do you have a favorite area of Door County?
Sister Bay actually is probably my favorite place. I stayed in Sturgeon Bay this time only because like the majority of Door County at this time of the year is shut down.
Yeah.
So Sturgeon Bay kind of being like the largest city is pretty open, but it's Door County, especially if you stay in Sturgeon Bay, is pretty much drivable. Like it's 45 minutes to an hour to like the tip of Door County. But I would say usually the Sister Bay area, because then you can kind of, you know, you're halfway up Door County, so you can kind of drive 40 minutes down to Sturgeon Bay if you want, or another 30 minutes up to the tip. So
yeah, kind of mid.
That's usually, yeah, yep, that's kind of the midpoint.
Beautiful. So in the summertime, lots of hiking, water, fishing, kayaking, lots of activities. In the wintertime, snowmobiling, ice fishing. You know, hiking skiing. In the state park, skiing. Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's great. Great up there. So awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And today we are recording on Valentine's Day, everybody. So happy Valentine's Day, y'all. And my one incredible thing is chocolate. I'm just going to say it. I have an incredible sweet tooth and I love chocolate. Just about all chocolate too, by the way. I'm, you know, except for white chocolate. White chocolate isn't really even chocolate. I don't know. Some
really?
People like, I don't know. Some people like white chocolate. I'm not a big white chocolate fan.
I love white chocolate.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Well, good. All right. Then I'll keep it on my list. I'll keep trying it. Yeah.
Right.
So white chocolate, not so much, but maybe now I'll give it another go, but milk chocolate, dark chocolate. Matter of fact, I'm kind of in the mood for chocolate, so I might have to hang up this call and go get some, go find some. So that is my one incredible thing this week. So thank you, Marina Swank, for coming on the show. IBM champion this year. Congratulations. That's super awesome. Common board of directors member, super amazing. PAC member, speaker, author, jack of all trades. So glad you stopped by. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Peg.
Yeah, absolutely.
It.
Yeah, the pleasure's all mine. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you on the show.
Common is the leading association serving the IBMI community. They provide leading education, advocacy, and networking opportunities for members to enhance their careers. Check out the website for upcoming events, volunteer opportunities, and membership information. Mid-Range Dynamics is your one-stop shop for accelerating change and integration on IBMI. Their products include MD Change for control and automation for DevOps, MD Workflow orchestrates and integrates CI/CD pipelines, MD Rapid reduces database downtime from hours to minutes, and MD Rest for I your all-in-one REST API solution. Head over to their website for more information or to schedule a demo. You'll find the link in the show notes.